But we're going to do it this way anyway.
All right.
Oh, because boat shows are hectic, but also...
So how is this? Where are we filming from? Just that GoPro?
The AF
so
end.
That GoPro is going to hang out, but he's, I've also got a wanderer so that I can edit around this. But the reality is I do very little editing.
Yeah, I do even less.
My videographer will be flipping out right now.
I love that. That makes me really happy to hear that you have to do all this.
No, he'd be like...
So I need you to practice, though, holding this microphone way closer
we're like
to your face.
We're like guerrilla style.
Sounds good. How's
because otherwise sound? We get all of this ambient. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, I like I didn't know you were a singer.
Test Aaron Stasiak, good.
I hope you know that we do cold opens around
here.
So welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast.
Let's rock and roll.
I am your host, Captain Boomies, and with me, the man with a chin you'll never see.
Nope.
It's a hell of a beard.
The broker with the beard. How are you doing, Cap?
I'm doing fantastic, Captain Boomies. How about yourself?
You know, it's a boat show, so I'm very happy.
Yeah,
now,
right?
Now we've got some crazy audio going on, but
of
that's
course.
Not unusual for us.
Let's put the microphone closer.
That's why the microphone is close to your face hole. With us today.
Yeah, who do we got?
Well, we've got like basically the czar, the admiral, the commodore... elect of all boating shenanigans on the internet. We have the qualified captain, which honestly I should have probably done more to prep for this.
Right.
But
that's not our
but
style.
That's not how we roll. I appreciate it, but I'm just another guy on the water.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. So,
a lucky guy that started an Instagram page.
Right.
So that is what happened. You started an Instagram page. It happens to be millions upon millions of followers. In terms of the boating space, I literally can't think of anybody else who's outdoing you. Though I know you'll know whoever they are if they exist.
A few, man. I think we got it pretty dialed.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
But your, you know, your claim to fame is qualified captains, and it said very tongue-in-cheek, meaning if you're on qualified captain, it's because that guy's definitely qualified,
right,
with all of this
wink
stank on it that you could possibly muster.
That's right,
stank it. Okay, but I know your backstory and I love it, which is what I really want to talk about.
Yeah,
today.
Let's talk about that.
Do you know his backstory?
I'll say no, but I kind of a little bit.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised about that. I thought you were way dumber.
Well, I've been at the boat show all week.
Sorry.
Yeah, we actually went out and had beers the other night.
We pre-gamed.
Yeah.
Tailgating.
Aw, so you guys know each other.
Yeah.
This is so sweet. I actually got that photo, and then I got really mad, and then I drove 2.5 hours.
And she did drive.
To New Jersey. Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
So, Aaron.
Yeah.
I love your story. I love that you are... You started as a tow guy.
Yeah.
You were saving all of our butts in South Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So we're out of Wilmington, North Carolina. So long story short, I worked at a marina. I was a forklift driver there and was putting boats in and out of the water, always trying to be kind and nice and help people out. And the feedback was always like, no, we got it. We know what we're doing. I'd be like, okay, that's fine. I know you don't, but I'm going to go inside, you know. And then we go inside the dock office and just sit there and watch them fail. And so that's how it started. But then about a year later, when Instagram started getting bigger and bigger, that's when I got a job with CETO.
Yeah.
And I love that job. I learned so much. So you get put in some like really bad situations.
Right.
You learn how to drive a boat real fast.
You're allowed to swear on my podcast,
okay,
by the way.
I was about to. Yeah. I don't know.
This isn't your podcast.
Which
is fabulous.
I know. I curse like a sailor on my podcast. So.
But you have an editor who
that's pretty much how it started. And then when Instagram and Meta got big in 2020, when COVID hit, is when I was, my buddy's like, dude, you need to leave your job now and like start. And I was like, but I freaking love it. Like, I was scared. I was like, is this going to actually, you know, am I going to get by with this? And then, left the job. Had some sales reps that love selling merchandise, and I'd let them take it and run with it. And then this is where we are now. And then, because Meta went from here to here, like, now,
right,
I had to take it seriously. Like, I had to stop posting I still post entertaining content, but I also had to take it and turn it another way and promote, show people like this is what not to do on the water. Mm-hmm. Let's be safer on the water. This is the new technology, the new safety equipment that's there, because there were so many new boat owners during COVID, and that's what, like, I was like, ding, 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 like, here we go. Let's take this and make a safer boating community, which I think we did.
I know you did, because people are terrified of ending up on your page.
That's right.
But I also, there's some behind the scenes stuff that I want to talk about, which is the fact that you do curate the heck out of the content that's coming up on your page. And part of that is you see some really, really nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then you don't make us all watch it, which I really appreciate.
I can't. A lot of it, you're exactly right. A lot of it's like death on the water.
Yeah. Oh,
God. And it's sad. It's like, you know, prop lacerations and, you know, real life shit that people need to understand. Like, this is what can happen when you don't follow directions. And unfortunately, it's not even the people that are like drunk. It's more the people that are not educated, that don't, when they buy a boat, like the boat like we're sitting on right now, and they don't have any clue what they're doing, you know.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, they don't see the ramifications of what they're doing. And yeah. What's the next step if I do this?
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just, it's so important to just be educated, and if you want to get into the hobby, love it, yes, but don't be shy to hire a captain or take a course and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to talk about this Onslow Bay that we're on. So yeah, we're on the 33 tournament edition. She's got 300 racing mercs on her, which is totally freaking awesome.
It's a badass boat.
Oh, God, she's hot.
I have this same exact boat. I've got a few things changed, and it was here at this show 2 years ago. But yeah, I have the same exact boat, 33-foot Onslow Bay. In my opinion, if you are into fishing and you want to ultimately a safe boat too. Brad, the owner of Onslow Bay, he doesn't build that many boats a year, 25, 30 boats a year, and is because he wants to know peace of mind that when my boat owners are out at sea, if something were to happen or if they hit a log, whatever, this boat will not sink. He's got this thing dialed in where it won't sink. It'll if it capsizes, it'll flip upside down. It's just super important, man. Their new motto this year is engineered for safety. You know, every boat that he's selling now is going to come with an EPIRB.
I love that.
Yeah, I love the boat. I'm getting another one built right now.
Ah, look at that. Wait, does that mean you're selling yours?
I'm selling mine, so anybody wants it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking details the other night.
I have it listed to sell, 385. Come on.
You must have every broker in the world breathing down your neck.
I do, and I got to give a shout-out. Can I give a shout-out right now to Brian Baxter?
No. No, you may not.
Brian Baxter is a great guy. He sells a lot of Onslow Bay boats. He was here last year. He usually is here. We're going to see him at Palm Beach, but great, great broker, great guy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I'll see him in Palm Beach.
Yeah, there's your competitor.
Sharks in the jets. There's going to be snapping and, so, you know.
When you're a jet, you're
Oh, God,
jet.
Don't do that. We've had enough singing today. That's beyond.
No, I mean, we've used this boat to film for our boating safety course. We've done a lot with it. It's great to have a boat like this, so that way we can actually use it for what we're trying to do, you know.
You're so noble. It's kind of gross. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like I yell at boaters because I want to have a better boating experience out there, and you're doing it for much more altruistic reasons. I just want people to stop hurting the boats.
I want people to also stop dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It is. The news don't share it as much as you think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I see.
Absolutely.
Yep. I get the content. I don't know.
So
I'm not trying to scare anybody listening. I'm really not, but it's just a damn truth.
Well, this is tough because I feel like I have built my brand on reminding people that it's not as serious as everyone is making it. And yet, I have 25 years of professional mm-hmm. experience that says I know where the line is. And now you're making me feel guilty about
it's not even that. It doesn't even have to do anything. It doesn't matter how many years of experience you have. Some of the guests I have on my podcast of some of the best captains I know that have been through hell and back, and it can happen to anybody. So that's something everybody needs to understand. Like, are you ready? How are you going to handle when shit hits the fan?
Yeah.
Some people can have everything dialed on their boat, ready to go, but when shit hits the fan, are you going to freeze? Are you going to lock up? Or are you going to know what to do?
Right.
Or are you going to know, okay, this is where my ditch bag is, this is where this. A lot of people just lock up.
Yeah.
And I don't even have that answer for you. How would I react? I don't know. Not, you know?
Oh, man.
Do you guys know? I don't.
I do know. I do know.
You do know.
I very much know.
Okay, so you've been through something.
Yeah,
so,
I've been through a lot of somethings, okay. Yeah.
This is the part where I hate to admit it, but he's not just a broker. He actually is incredibly salty, and it's annoying to me because once upon a time he had a bigger license than I did. But that's okay. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. Instead, what we're going to talk about, though, is you are doing a lot to help people get to the next level, because I think people come to your page because they started doing boat stuff and they got excited about it.
Right.
And their feed just naturally then includes some of the more exciting boating stuff that's going on. So in my mind, knowledge leads to the realization that you know way less than you thought you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it really is a very smart next step to go from qualified captain to, oh, I need more education.
Right.
I've heard is a lot of insurance companies are not even trying to, won't even offer you insurance if you go and buy a boat a specific size and you don't know, like, you have no credentials.
Yeah, and that's what I face.
And I make lots of money off of it. So if you're buying a big fancy boat, guess who's helping you get your hours on board?
Just get what you need. Don't, you know. I think it's getting better. I really do. But COVID was like, whoa, that's what I don't, COVID actually made my brand like the way it is today.
It made me a lot of money.
Yeah, so I don't know. Our goal is just to, like I said, just raise some awareness. That's and then build good quality content, like the stuff we're doing with the Coast Guard.
Right.
I love that.
Well, yeah, you were telling me about your recent.
So his podcast.
Yeah.
No, we got to talk about his podcast because he finds people who are the most epic in this space.
Right, I know.
The most epic. Like, your most recent video was somebody whose boat caught on fire and they filmed the whole thing, and we really get to, like,
that was in Big Rock. That was, yeah, in Adam Moorhead City. Crazy story. You know, just luckily it was a flat, calm day, and it was during the Big Rock tournament. They weren't even in the tournament, but there was a lot of boats around, and the kid that jumped overboard actually had a handheld radio, and that's really what saw the flames and the smoke, but that was huge, though.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a lot of debate, like, all right, where do you put your life raft on the boat? And I don't know. We just like to have that. Not that they did anything wrong, but now that they went through it, what can we learn from it? You know, like,
yeah.
What could you have done different? What could you have done better? You know?
Yep, that.
And that's
debriefing.
The conversation we have on our podcast.
Sure.
I go bring on people that have been through survival stories at sea, and it's cool to just hear from both perspectives, you know?
Right.
So I just did another one with a kid that sunk a sailboat out of the Outer Banks. That, you know, very skilled sailors. They didn't do anything wrong. But what they did right was how they reacted to when the boat sank.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. It was cool. I brought him on, and this is the first time he saw the they're technically aviation survival technicians, rescue swimmers.
Right.
Whoa.
They're the ones. It was the first time he saw the rescue swimmer since they lifted him up in the helicopter.
Oh, wow.
So that's amazing.
Yeah. Nicely
we
done.
I haven't launched that one yet, so.
Sweet.
So you're like Oprah on the water.
I love the podcast. I think it's fun. You just sit there and bullshit. And, you know?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
is,
we know.
Is that what we do?
Yeah, that's kind of what we do. Huh. We do more drinking with it, though.
Yeah, we do a lot of pregaming.
Right now. And yeah. We're in Atlantic City.
We are in Atlantic.
Indoors.
that's my next spot. I got some friends. I grew up in Jersey, so
yeah.
I got some friends in town. Yeah.
Jersey what? I always let people know I'm from Jersey because I get away with more that way.
Probably. I got some buddies from high school that are hanging out, so
yeah.
It's been fun.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm so happy to hear it. This is going to be one of our shorter podcasts, though, because he's got to go.
Yeah, he's
no, hey, listen, I want to do it again. I'd like to actually have maybe both of you guys on mine. I think that would be cool. So, yeah, I think you should definitely try to travel to our studio. We just got to badass new studio. I put a lot of time and money into it.
And
I would love to have you on and hear your story, because you hear my story. I don't really know yours too much.
I know you don't.
Yeah,
we can leave that a cliffhanger on this story.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Why is he taking over my podcast?
Yeah,
this is messed up. I don't know how I feel about that.
I like to talk. I like to ramble all night long. But I learned what I think I learned too.
Yeah.
Is like. For view purposes, me and Drew will be like, okay, we're done, dude. Like, it's been over an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I sit there and rail. But no, listen, seriously, though, it'd be cool to have you on.
Okay. Oh, you heard him.
Yeah, I did.
We get to play again.
But if
we hit the record button.
Listen, I come up north all the time. I never see you guys up here.
Yeah.
Or down by me.
Oh. Oh, wait, that's not true. I'm actually...
I've never seen you in North Carolina. Never seen you in
North Carolina. I'm in the ICW all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have... All my friends up here, I come up and see them every year. Not once have I ever seen you guys stop by Wilmington.
Devastating.
Think about that. Think for a second.
Yeah, I haven't been to Wilmington. We might have some common friends out of Moorhead City.
I guarantee we do.
We'll chat in a minute about that.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, that's fair. We do probably need to make this happen. I can't help but notice none of us have a beverage right now, though, so I really am going to get us out of here.
Yeah, and I got some books. I got to go say hi to them.
All right. This has been the Funny Boat Podcast. You know where to find him. He's the qualified captain. Don't pretend you don't. Don't pretend. Though I do want to talk about each one of these 300s.
Yeah, right.
Did you know it only takes 15 horsepower to break a bone?
Just so you know.
Interesting facts.
300s, baby. Woo! Let's go.
Well, thank you.
Cheers.